It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, July 9th, 2020. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is your Friday, Shauna. You're off tomorrow.
I am off tomorrow.
What are you doing for the weekend?
Heading to Saskatchewan.
God's country.
Yeah, we have a cabin by a lake.
Which lake?
Waskasoo.
That's one of the nicest parts of the whole province.
Yeah.
That's where I had my bachelor party.
Yes. Well, it's funny because last year, my boyfriend lives in Prince Albert, of course, which is right by Waskasoo. And so we drove out there. My boyfriend wanted to show me it. And we just kind of drove out for the day. And I was like, next year we have to make sure we actually come here and stay. Because it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the lake. And they have, some restaurants and bars and...
They have a good golf course there. Can you golf?
I can't golf yet.
No.
Although I was given the okay to golf in 3 weeks by my surgeon, and I'm super excited because online they're like, you won't be able to golf till 6 months after your knee surgery, and it's only been 7 weeks, so.
You could sneak it in there. Probably wanted to.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not telling you to do anything bad, but.
No. It's exciting.
I've spent quite a bit of time at Waskasoo, kind of in that area. My band used to play there every year. There was a bar, and I don't know if the bar is still there or not, but they would have us out to play for the whole weekend, and we just play covers and drink.
Awesome.
And people would. Yeah, it was lots of fun. We got jumped there one time, though.
Oh.
Waskasoo, like, as beautiful as the town is, sometimes it can be a little bit rough, because I think sometimes people come in from nearby Prince Albert just looking for trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And also, it's, yeah, like I said, it's popular with bachelor parties and stuff, and you just get big groups of drunk guys out there, and that's who ended up jumping us. We were walking through town after our show, and it was really late, and there was probably six or seven of us, and there was a group of, like, 20 guys, and they jumped us, and one guy got thrown into the glass of one of the shops there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and none of us got hurt too badly, thankfully. There was one guy in our group, though, the smallest guy in our group, for whatever reason, the biggest guy in their group picked him out and was, like, pushing him around. He was, like, a foot taller. He was pushing him around.
Dick.
And my buddy was just standing there with his hands in his pockets and, like, no expression on his face, just standing there getting pushed by this guy. And then afterwards, I was like, man, weren't you scared? That guy was huge. And he took two pocket knives out of his pocket. He's like, if he hit me, I was going to stab him.
Oh, okay.
And we're like, whoa. Like, gear down here, man.
Wow.
It was that kind of situation, though. Like, we were like, we're in trouble here.
Holy hell. It's funny you mention that, though, because I find some of those lake towns can get like that. I don't know what it is. I think there's sometimes some guys who roll in and they, like, are the type of guys who walk around with no shirt on and just look for trouble. And it seems to happen in every kind of lake or beachy type place like that. And I don't know what it is that makes that happen.
Especially after dark.
Yeah.
Especially when they've been drinking all day, and after dark, sometimes you can have a little bit of trouble like that.
In Ontario, it was Wasaga Beach. That was the place that everybody went. And a lot of people went there for grad and stuff. And that was the place where, like, a lot of people drink underage, and that's mm-hmm. probably a part of it as well. Some people who don't know how to handle their liquor quite yet, too. But.
Yeah, well, I don't suspect you and Cliff will have any trouble. You're just there on a romantic weekend getaway.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Here's a question for you. If you dropped your phone in a porta potty, would you retrieve it?
Oh, man.
So this almost happened to me on the weekend. I was in Kananaskis, and there was a porta potty, and unfortunately I had to go. So I had to use it, and then I fully disinfected myself and then burnt my clothing and myself after. But I had my phone in my back pocket, and sure enough, as I went to pull up my pants, my phone dropped out, and it just narrowly missed the hole.
Oh.
Like, it bounced off the rim of the toilet, and I was like,
And this was in, like, an actual porta potty, or was it in, like, one of those campground bathroom type things?
It was in an actual porta potty. So it was like they had a big blue porta potty out there for you to use. And it was well used, and it almost dropped in there. And at the time I was like, what would I have done?
I'm having a physical reaction to this right now.
Yes.
Like, I can feel it inside me.
Like, can you imagine, like, I had a panic attack. You know, you heard that dunk and I'm like, and then it just avoided it. But I had a heart attack. And then I was trying to think what I would have done if I dropped it in there.
This is basically a variation on the age-old question, would you touch a poop for $20?
It basically is.
Someone on Twitter once asked Richard Dawkins that question, and he blocked them, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Would you touch a poop for $20?
But this is
more than
$20. This is more.
But it's also a lot more than just a poop.
This is it. Like, I was thinking the dilemma that I would have had to go through if this had actually happened. And I don't know what I would have done because my phone has, first of all, thousands of pictures on it that aren't backed up, which is my fault, I understand. But that would have been a consideration. It's worth something, right? Like, the phone itself is brand new.
You're talking like you would have had time to stand there and think about this. Time is your enemy in a situation like the one you're describing. You would need to make a split second decision if you're going wrist deep into the
I wouldn't have gone wrist deep, but you're right, you would have had to, because I would have ran out and tried to get a stick to fish it out.
No.
I think, but you're right, you'd have to.
You'd have to be quick.
I couldn't do the wrist deep thing. I couldn't put my half body into there to grab that thing out of there. I don't think I would have had to say goodbye.
Even then, you're the way you're talking, the phone is done. You're just hoping to retrieve some of the memory on it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to clean that phone up and then press it to your face to make a phone call when you know where it's been.
No, you're right. I even thought, I was like, I mean, it's waterproof.
One time I saw a $20 bill in a urinal and I took that.
Oh, gross.
I washed it, but it was $20. Someone clearly did this as like an experiment. I'm surprised it wasn't filmed.
I wouldn't. It probably was. I'm sure you're on the internet somewhere. Look at this cheap sassy.
Skipping it a snap. Whack, whack. $20.
Excuse me, sir. Can I borrow your pants for a sec? I need to wipe this down. Thank you. Good.
But you're right. The phone, I don't think I'd... I'm like you, though. I have lots of stuff, other pictures of my kids that I would want back to heaven. But I'd be going in. I'd be going into the poop.
God, I can't decide. I don't know.
Even the phone. I don't care. I would pay whatever.
I would fish it out with a stick. That's what I would try and do for sure. I would have taken a couple sticks and tried to get it out of
there. But it's sinking as we're speaking. Sinking.
I would have probably I would have missed it as it sunk into the crap. Oh, God. I'm so happy I didn't have to make this decision.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
You know, this is a small industry that we work in. We all kind of know each other.
Or we do.
If we don't know each other personally, we follow each other on social media.
Support each other. Yeah, friends with one another.
Yeah, and this week, there have been so many radio hosts sharing like the hate mail and phone calls they've been getting for mentioning wearing masks on the air.
Right.
Whenever they bring up masks, they get like a barrage of
angry texts calls. And
people are cranked up about the masks right now.
Yeah.
And I just read another message just from another host I know in a different city who's sharing a tongue lashing they got for mentioning masks. And to that, I have two things to say. The first is that, like, hopefully you understand that we are not scientists or even journalists.
No.
You know, we're essentially commentators.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if the public health messaging changes, then what else are we to do but echo that,
yes.
You know?
Yes, so, and something that it's a hot button issue and it's been in the news, and it's the masks. So it is in, for example, our newscast today. We're talking about how they're debating the masks. And that doesn't mean that, you know, we need to be the ones who are tongue lashed for that, because don't shoot the messenger in that case.
No, I've never worked in a lab or anything.
No.
I don't know.
I can't tell you my two cents.
But the second thing is that I think, you know, we're so lucky here at X because you and I can share our opinions.
Yes.
And people can disagree, but it's almost always a respectful disagreement, and we can have a bit of a conversation, and like, it isn't just like flat out abuse like I'm seeing some other hosts getting.
People who listen to this station, you guys, our friends of the show, are amazing. Like, that's one thing after working here for however long now that we can say, like, everyone is so reasonable. And again, they can disagree with us. We can even have arguments, but it's always a very, you know, civil and understanding and trying to understand one another's point of view type of thing. Whereas I've worked at other stations and that is certainly not the case. No, you just
get... Were you afraid to pick up the phone?
You don't want to...
Like,
you ignore
it.
You hit block sometimes. You're just like, you know what? I don't want to... I can't. I don't want to get yelled at right now.
And it was funny because I was just mentioning this to you, and then almost to prove my point, we got a message from a friend of the show, Dwight, who said that he hasn't been wearing a mask and he's been giving his reasons here. And I don't personally agree with Dwight's choice, but like, even just the tone of his message,
it starts with "Good morning, you two.
Yeah.
How are you?" Very different than straight out Dave Collins.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I saw an article yesterday labeled most famous athlete from every state.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of got me thinking, and I started just vaguely thinking about who the most famous athlete from every province would be.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We've done this before, right?
This is up for debate, but I mean, well, I don't know if it is, but okay. Well, let's kick it off from Ontario.
From Ontario. Most famous athlete from Ontario. Who do you think it is?
Would you say Wayne Gretzky?
Probably. Yeah. He's by far the most famous hockey player, so.
Okay. What about Saskatchewan? Your home province.
Gordie Howe, probably. Yeah. I mean, he had a role in The Simpsons, or he was a Simpsons subplot at one point.
It's kind of a big deal.
Nowadays, it'd probably be Mark McMorris.
You're right. I was thinking Haley Wickenheiser as well.
Yeah, but I mean...
But not the most famous.
You got to try to think globally too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, within Canada, she's very famous, but the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Olympians are going to have an advantage here. Well, I guess she's an Olympian, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. What about Manitoba?
Manitoba.
Like, I Clara Hughes... Is yeah. Olympic speed skater from there.
And cyclist, two-sport
right.
summer and
two
winter.
Sport.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Maybe her.
Maybe her. Quebec?
George St. Pierre.
Yeah. I was going to say Mario Lemieux as well, but George St. Pierre is way bigger globally.
Yeah. MMA is popular all over the world, so it'd have to be him.
Would Nova Scotia be Crosby?
Unless there's someone I'm forgetting from Nova Scotia who plays a different sport and is more famous, probably be Sid the Kid.
Sid the Kid.
The Kid himself. BC, got to be Steve Nash.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. What about New Brunswick?
Oh, boy.
I did
now we're getting into it here.
I did some digging. Okay. Ron Turcotte was the jockey who rode Secretariat to the Triple Crown.
Okay.
So that's a pretty big feat.
We're going to give it to him.
That's the one that I'm going to go with.
Prince Edward Island. So... There's hockey players from Prince Edward Island, obviously, Brad Richards, Adam McQuaid from there. But I was thinking maybe Laurie Kane, the golfer.
Oh.
She was a staple on the LPGA for many, many years, and golf is a global sport. So.
Never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
Newfoundland?
Teddy Purcell? I don't know. We're getting into it here.
An Olympic weightlifter named Jackie Barrett. She was quite famous.
Oh, I was going to say guy or girl. So
girl.
I didn't even, okay.
So there you go. I mean, not.
Wow.
And then
the territories,
really
are we going to try? Or are we? Jordan Tutu is from Nunavut.
Okay. Vic Mercredi was a hockey player that I found from Yellowknife who played for the Atlanta Flames.
Okay,
back when
we're
they were
going
the Atlanta
there,
Flames.
Then.
So that's the
and
best
the UConn,
I could find.
Anyone?
Brian Baltimore. Also a former NHL player, but he only played for the Oilers in 1979 for like a game or two.
All right, there
so
it is. There it is.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were just talking about the most famous athlete from each province and territory.
We were.
And we got this phone call.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think you guys left out Alberta.
We totally did. That is so funny.
Just saying.
And we didn't even notice until you just said it.
Nope. We were just moving on with our lives and didn't even think of that.
I even had a list on my computer. And
yep.
Alberta wasn't on there. So
yeah, just... you pulled a Justin Trudeau during Stampede even.
Oh,
no.
No.
You got us good. We'll have to think of the most famous athlete from Alberta.
Bret Hart.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. This is X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna. Okay, here's a question you might have to ponder for a moment, Shauna.
Okay.
Do you think they'll ever change the Canadian flag?
What do you mean?
Well, I was sitting in our backyard the other day, and I was looking at the maple leaf flag flying from the flagpole in my neighbor's yard, and I was thinking about the growing sentiment among people that Canada Day is a celebration of Indigenous genocide and of our colonial past.
Mm-hmm.
And that sentiment seems to get a little bit louder every year on Canada Day.
It's true.
You know, and at this moment in history, we're taking the names of controversial historical figures off buildings. We're taking down their statues. We've seen the lyrics of our national anthem rewritten. What about the flag?
Yeah, I never even thought about that, but you're probably right.
Even last week during Canada, I saw people talking about the flag on Twitter and saying that it, you know, that's what it represents to them.
Mm-hmm.
It represents... You know, a history of settling, of, you know, settlers and and Indigenous genocide. So do you think it's possible that we'll ever see our flag change?
I do.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I'm like, it probably will. Or at least, you know, altered to acknowledge our Indigenous past or honor them, you know, or completely changed to a flag that is more representative of early Canadians.
you know, from a like a vexillology perspective, the study of flags, it's a beautiful flag.
It is.
It's a great flag.
I agree.
And, you know, I know, you know, when I look at it, I know what it represents to me, but I say that, of course, as a white fella.
Yeah. No, I can totally, I never would have thought about that, but you're right. There's probably people who look at that flag and...
It means something else to them. Yeah. So, and I can already, you know, I can already imagine the arguments that will be made in favor of changing it. Because I think that flag came in 1967. Is that right?
Yes.
Was it? Which is weird to think that like our parents were born under a different flag. Or it's even like, you know, when you look through history books in World War One and Two, and whenever they're talking about the Canadian forces, it's that old, I don't know what the old flag was called. Drawn a blank.
1965.
Is that what it's called?
Sorry, yes.
65?
When the new flag came in, yeah.
So, I mean, I think people are going to say, well, we've changed the flag once, you know, last century even.
Mm-hmm.
What's to stop us from changing it again?
It's true. Yeah, that's very astute of you. I'd never thought of that, but I could very well see the flag change.
Yeah, I mean, like, nations change and flags change all the time. Think of how many times the American flag has changed as they've had to add and remove stars. So, I mean, to me, you probably never stop to think about it. It seems like the Canadian flag will always be a fixture of this country. But I could see calls in the coming years for some sort of change to our flag.
Yep.
And it'll be weird when it happens.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Etymology with Shauna.
Today we're learning about the origin of guacamole.
Is it from Central America?
Well, yes, okay. But there's more than that's it. Okay, we're done.
Good.
Awesome.
Etymology with...
No.
Okay, so guacamole comes from the ancient Aztec language Nahuatl, which is still spoken by 1.5 million people, mostly in central Mexico. But this language is, it's two words in that language. It's guacamole, which literally translates to avocado sauce. So this was then incorporated into American Spanish. But the word avocado has an exciting origin in itself, as it too comes from this ancient Aztec language, where it translates to testicle.
Because of how it looks?
Yes. And when you look at it, yeah, you're like, this looks like testes. This really
it
does.
It really does.
And yeah. I guess when you see avocados hanging from the tree, they look even more like a man's berries.
So you're telling me that some Aztec many years ago was like, hey, that tree's got balls.
Yes.
And then that's...
In that
how we
language.
Ended up with guacamole.
In so many words.
Look at the balls on that tree.
Those are a ball vegetable, okay? Those are a ball thing. That is balls. What should we name it? Testicles? I mean, look at it. Yeah, you're right. No one can deny that.
Avocado.
That's it. Yeah, and no then, one.
And then how did we end up with guacamole again? Sorry, you just told me and I forgot.
So, guacamole. So, guaca, which is the testicles. Mole means sauce.
Avocado sauce.
So, if you say mole on the menu and everything, then it's always sauce, right? So, those avocado sauce is how that comes to be. There's a bunch of other words, though, that are borrowed from this ancient Aztec language as well. The words chili, coyote, and chocolate were all words borrowed, too. Chili, which simply translates to hot pepper. Coyote comes from the Aztec root coyotl, which means trickster. And chocolate.
Really? Oh, I like that one.
Trickster is genius. Yeah. Yes. When you see a coyote, and that's like Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. It's trickster.
It all makes sense. And then chocolate, which is, well, from cocoa. It just means food made from cocoa seeds, essentially. So all of those borrowed from this ancient language.
Cool.
Testicles, however.
Tree balls.
Thank you. I mean, seriously, when things... It's like it makes perfect sense. This makes perfect sense to me.
Etymology with Shauna.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I just wanted to tell you, I had to pull over when you're doing that guacamole sauce because the one thing you meant was it's called testicle sauce. And that's just brilliant.
You're right. I was like, it's testicle and sauce, but never said that is... Oh, my God. Yeah.
I actually had to pull over. I was laughing so hard. Thank you so much. That really brightened my day.
I make a mean testicle sauce, okay? Let me tell you. Oh, God.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I mentioned to you that we just finished watching that Netflix show, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it, but I do have a bit of an issue with it.
Okay.
So the show would be considered historical fiction because it deals with some real characters, some real people from Hollywood at that time and real historical events, but not how they happened. And there's a lot of like, you know, fictional liberty taken with it.
Yep.
And I'm a fan of the genre of historical fiction because I love history.
Yeah.
But I think there are varying degrees of it. So some examples. Like, take a show like The Queen, which, you know, deals with all real characters, the Queen and her family and stuff, real events. But since we don't know exactly, like, what was said in those conversations, those private conversations, the writers do their best to imagine how it might have went.
Right.
Then there are examples like, I don't know, have you heard of the author Ken Follett? He's written some series of novels that are historical fiction. I really, really enjoyed them. But in those novels, fictional characters are kind of existing in the real historical world. So, like, it'll be written from the perspective of, like, a townsperson who sees the queen of that time coming through town. So,
right.
Which actually happened, but these people didn't exist. It's just kind of to, like, the historical people in there, the historical events are to give, like, a bit of anchor and context to what those people are experiencing. But a series like Hollywood is weird because it features real people doing and saying things that they definitely did not do.
Yeah, that's strange.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, what, because if the definition of historical fiction, if technically these things happen, yeah.
It has some elements of history, but
you think it would loosely fit under that umbrella, but that is an interesting way of doing it.
Because I'm just thinking, like, the people who are, you know,
named, words in people's mouths.
Exactly. And the people who are named in these shows, it wasn't that long ago. So their descendants are still alive. And, like, let's say you are the granddaughter of a famous Hollywood actor who's mentioned in this show, but doing and saying things that he definitely didn't do.
Could you sue for that?
I don't know. Because if some people could watch that and think this is how it actually happened when it's not how it happened. And yeah. It's kind of, and like, the people aren't alive to defend themselves anymore. And
if someone has proof that that wasn't the case, yeah, I wonder if you could actually sue for defamation. It doesn't seem like you should be able to make up the things that they said or
can the show fall back on the defense of it's fiction?
Huh? Yeah, that's an interesting one. Hmm.
Especially if you were made out to be not a good person.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be happy about that.
No.
You know, if, like, your grandparents were getting, like, you know, dragged through the mud on a show like that, and it's not exactly how it went down. So,
interesting.
I don't know what the rules are about that or what, you know, no, even ethically with the way to approach that is. It's kind of a gray area with a show like that because you're not even trying to tell the story exactly like it happened.
Yeah, because fiction is the name. Well, it's fiction.
It's fiction. You can't sue us. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
DNS in 20 minutes or less.
Fiddling with Shauna. She plays that dang thing fine. Fiddling with Shauna on X99.
She's diddling again. It's early and she's
I never
diddling.
Stopped diddling. That, did I? It's been fairly consistent.
Since I've known you, you've been a diddler.
For seven years since on the show. Okay. Should I give a hint? This one's gonna be a bit tough, but it's a.
I never would have guessed this one.
No.
So, you might need to give a hint.
It's a new series based on something old.
Okay.
I mean, it kind of, that's basically a lot of series, but there's a lot of chatter on it right now. Someone might get it. It's gonna be toughy, though.
You're playing for an X99 swag bag.
Yeah, you are.
And we're gonna give you
Can
a list into this.
Can I get diddling now?
238X929, diddle away.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No.
Hopefully someone else does.
Yeah.
238X929 if you know.
Do the throwback.
X929, good morning.
Hey, is it the Babysitter's Club
theme? Oh, holy yes. Hell.
No.
Well done.
It was. How did you guess that? Was that just a shot in the dark because it was coming up?
Yeah, actually my husband guessed it.
Oh my God.
But I have been watching it. He's like, it's Babysitter's Club for sure. You got to call.
Sean is like, a 90s white girl is going to get this for sure.
Yeah, that's me.
Or the husband of a 90s white girl. So
yeah,
there you go.
Totally. Yeah.
What's your name?
Leslie.
All right. Well, we got an X99 prize pack for you.
Sweet.
There was one guy who called with three or four different guesses, and they were all over the place.
Yeah, he was just throwing it out there with any kind of new show on Netflix you could think of.
Unsolved Mysteries. Did you hear the tune?
Yeah, it does. Although it could work. Unsolved Mysteries.
There was a brutal murder.
Unsolved Mysteries.
And we don't know who did it.
Unsolved Mysteries. Yeah, it would be a little too happy for that, for sure.
That was definitely not fair to the fellas. I don't think there are many fellas watching the Babysitter's Club back
the books. There are some fellas, though, that have been watching as their girlfriends do in the background, right? Which happens quite often with Netflix, is you're getting forced to watch those girly shows, too. The Bachelor.
That's true.
That's another one that that happens with.
Back in the 90s, I wasn't watching Babysitter's Club. I was watching shows like Wishbone. Remember Wishbone?
Oh, my God.
That dog could spin a yarn. Reading books like The Screech Owls.
Totally forgot about Wishbone. Goosebumps, interestingly, was a universal one.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves Goosebumps.
Loved those ones.
I think everyone loved Wishbone, too.
Yeah. Wishbone was,
Definitely wasn't watching Babysitter's Club, though.
No? Unsolved mysteries.
There was a lot of blood.
Who did it?
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.